starting your day the real Texas way. It's KB and Heather Lee.
Let me just pick up my microphone here.
Oh, no. Did it? It fell again.
A Thursday. It is just like any other day, really, around here. But yeah. Let's do it, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go.
Find out if this microphone floats or not.
For crying out loud. Were you not careful? You gotta be careful with the microphone.
I just touched it in the wrong way is what I did. Yeah. I apologize all of our fans.
I think it may be fickle. It's a female.
Keep going and we persevere. Because nothing stops a will afloat, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Not even engineering. Today is going in, filled with all the food dyes that nobody likes anymore.
More that they don't like us.
Before it becomes contraband, we're going to find out if sprinkles, rainbow sprinkles, float or not. Varying opinions mixed on this, too. It's about 50-50 at this point between the early returns on Hank Finn's thinking and buoyancy will last more than the actual product will before the FDA gets a hold of it.
Yeah, I think the 10-second rule is really going to come into play on this. Because they're so little. They're so cute.
That is true. And we are pouring them out of the container. It's about 10.5-ounce container.
Oh, perfect.
So we're going to pour them out into the tank. And we could, you know, it could be some float, some what, like maybe the dye in the blue makes it float. If the red dye 40 makes it sink?
Yeah, maybe they're against each other like they're against us. And remember yesterday you were talking about how there's that brand new color that no one can see?
Yeah.
I think we're going to recreate it in the tank today.
Oh, it is going to be
prediction.
Will afloat, isn't it?
we will take all of our findings
and we will report them to the FDA just so we can help out with this process because we care about America. All right. Playing for the Trisha tickets with the sprinkles. What do you think they're going to do? Because it's been 50-50 so far, everybody.
So, you know, I was all in for the sink.
Yeah.
But now that I actually, like, tasted them, these are pretty light and airy.
Whoa. You had all of the food dyes?
I did. I'm going to make it. Look at me go.
All right. We have 1 hour and 46 minutes left of the show. I hope we can make it till the end.
But yeah, I think they're going to...
It's the red dye 40.
They're gonna float.
Okay. I'm going with sink. Just because I think there's so much sugar involved. Although they are extremely lightweight. It could be a tie. Could be anything. But really, the opinions that matter most are our two contestants. And we go to the line. Ladies, we welcome. She is Hank fan number 9 out of the Ville. It is Glenda. Good morning, Glenda. Welcome to the wonderful world of Oz that is Will It Float. Glenda, do we have you, girl? Good morning. Really, the microphone's breaking, now the phone's coming. She was driving. Yeah. All right, well, that's why we tabulate.
I'm still here.
Oh, she's back, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Misty, though.
Misty, you're the next one there, and you're Hank fan number 10. So we got Misty in the Bury going up against Glenda in the Ville. All right, so first things first, Hank fan number 9, Glenda in the Ville. She registered that they would do a sink. She's driving right now, so I'm just wondering if she's in the storms. You know, maybe we're shopping for our telephones in the same place that we get our microphones.
Well, and she was leaning in to the 10-second rule.
Yeah.
She made that very clear.
Thought they would float initially, but then dive bomb within the 10 seconds.
Kind of like our show.
All right, so Misty, who is loud with us in the Bury, you're hoping, since Glenda says sink, that they will do what?
Float.
All right. You'd think it'd be a simple game, ladies and gentlemen.
Never. We make everything complicated.
Here we are. To the Will of Flow tank of transparency we go. And, of course, once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it is going to do once those little sprinkles go across the top of the water. All right, Heather Lee over there as we stream live for all to see, what you can hear on our Hank Facebook page. Going down the sprinkles in 3, 2, 1, and down go the sprinkles, and they go straight to the bottom. There are some floating on top, but we're going to go with the majority rules on this, as we do with a multitude type item as this. We have some floating, but most of them are sinking. When it comes down to it, I see that she's still on the line with us. So, Glenda, I hope you can hear us. If not,
I'm here.
She's here just in time to claim her prize, because when it comes down to it, the sprinkles, by and large, are sinkers. Those sprinkles are sinkers.
They're kind of like all ganged up together. They're like, don't leave us alone in this. No way.
Misty, thank you so much for playing. Appreciate you.
I'm here. Hurry.
She's here. Everybody's here. We're all accounted for.
I'm here.
This is the most chaotic will it float I think we've ever had. And that's saying something.
Yes, seriously.
That is saying something. So round of applause to everybody on that. Now, if we could only get thunderstorms in. Oh, wait. Here they are, too. They're in there. All right. Glenda, you are going to Trisha Yearwood in concert. Misty,
yay,
as a departing contestant, you get this microphone stand that, trust me, doesn't work. I know. We figure we just donate it and, you know, get good use out of it. All right. Sprinkles, ladies and gentlemen. They are sinkers. That's a will and flow.